I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Insurgents killed 10 soldiers in southwest Pakistan during a January 25 shootout. Greg Kelly with World Mission says it shows how great the unrest has become in the region. He recently returned from visiting Afghan refugees who fled the Taliban into Pakistan, but they aren't safe yet. Kelly says the Taliban still come out at night to terrorize the refugees. Most people in the camps have lost at least one family member to extremist violence.
A lot of the people that we spoke to didn't want their daughters, and particularly, to live underneath the Taliban regime because the daughters are being taken, they've become sex slaves, they're abused, and families have no say in it. The Taliban just come into communities and they essentially confiscate, kidnap your daughters.
And please ask God to protect these refugees and give them healing. Russian officials have denied any intention to invade Ukraine after massing troops at the border. Russia wants assurances that Ukraine will not join NATO in the future, something the U.S. has denied. Frank Stevenson serves as the Director of Communications for Transworld Radio Europe, and he talks about how these different forces pull on Ukraine.
There are those that have always had particularly strong ties with Russia because also of Russian being their predominant language. Then you have the other areas in Ukraine, which are predominantly Ukrainian in the language and the culture. So there's even kind of, in some ways, these two sides already in the country.
TWR continues to minister in both Russia and Ukraine. Their radio programs have introduced Jesus to many. Please pray for Christians on both sides of the Russia-Ukraine border. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.